This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. And let's head up to Western Colorado today and go to a national monument that, if you like Red Rock Country, you're going to feel right at home here. It's called Colorado National Monument. Now, when I traveled through there in the summer 2018, I hadn't done much homework about this. In fact, I was not even aware of this national monument because, when I'm on a road trip, often I like to travel blind. I don't want to know what the people in the guidebook have to say. I want to discover for myself, and maybe some of you are that way too. I was on my way down from Utah through Western Colorado, and hey, Colorado National Monument, this looks like a good place to camp for a couple nights. And sure enough, it sure was. Red Rock Country, that's beautiful. A winding road that climbs up from the Colorado River near Fruta, Colorado. That's just west of Grand Junction. If you get up in that neighborhood, you can't miss it. I'm not going to give you directions here. And there's a road that goes through the monument. I'll give you a heads up, there are three tunnels. So excessively long RVs, be aware of that. And there are a lot of folks who like to ride their bicycles here on these roads. They're pretty exciting. If you're the sort of person who bikes Mount Lemmon, well, you'll love it here too. Oh, there's some really cool rock formations here. And numerous trails for hiking. I hiked a couple of the shorter trails when I was there. The Window Rock Trail, the Canyon Rim Trail, and Otto's Trail to see various parts. Not having a second vehicle can be a challenge here. So you might want to connect with somebody else in the campground when you're there. And all right, you park at one end of the trail, I'll park at the other, and we'll trade keys halfway through when we high-five each other and meet up back at the campground. That's a great way to do that sort of thing. Now, this is pinyon juniper country up on these high mesas, and everything that implies. Bighorn sheep and eagles are seen here on a regular basis. And the human history is nearly as interesting as the natural history. A fellow named John Otto became enamored of the area in the early 20th century. And people who had settled down along the Colorado River believed the area to be fully inaccessible because of the towering Red Rock Cliffs. But Otto started creating trails up in there, and he was fascinated by the area. And eventually, William Howard Taft, as president, signed it into existence using the Antiquities Act to create Colorado National Monument, one of the early national monuments for sure. I have no special warnings to give you about this area. It was just very easygoing and a wonderful spot to be. And the ranger programs, well worth attending. So looking forward to seeing you up there in Western Colorado, enjoying Red Rock Country. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberlein.